Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show. This is our first show that we are doing here on December 7th here at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays at 1. It is a half-hour show for all of you busy mothers out there. So it is a quick listen. It is something you can listen on the replay, in your car, while you're doing carpool, when you just need a moment in the middle of the day, in the morning or at night. Feel free to join us on mindfulnessmothers.com and enjoy the replay of the show. We are today doing a simple show. We will have guests in the future, but today we are just going to do a mindful moment. Motherhood is a 24/7, 365 days a year job. Our mission is to help support mothers as they face every day with love, kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and insight. Here at mindfulnessmothers.com and on the Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show, we are creating a space for connection and community with tips and tools for mindful parenting on each show from the world's leading experts in the field of parenting, motherhood, education, self-care, mindfulness, and more. We are glad to have you here. Welcome. We start off every show with a simple mindfulness moment. This is about as simple as it gets. Mindfulness is a big buzzword right now, but it's really just about becoming aware of where we are in our bodies, where we are in the world. Normally our mind is in the future, our mind is in the past, we're going. Sometimes our mind is 10 steps ahead of where our body is. And so this is the simplest way to just begin a mindful moment. So every week or every month, we will be doing this introduction. We will be doing the simple, simple, simple mindfulness moment. And it begins with the breath. So if you just get yourself all comfy, cozy, take a moment if you can. Even close your eyes if you want, and we start off. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. Breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Just for today, I breathe in. I breathe out. Kind of shake it all out. And just be with us. Those simple breaths, three simple breaths are a beautiful way to start the day, end the day. Anytime you're feeling stressed during the day, just remember, I breathe in, I breathe out, and just for today, that is enough. We do have the chat room open if you would like to join us in the chat room. You can do that here online if you are live with us on Blog Talk Radio. When we have guests, we will be taking questions at the end of each show, so feel free to join us in the chat room if you wish. Today's show is just a simple introduction into mindfulness. Because mindfulness is such a buzzword in the world today, in business and families, everywhere we go, I wanted to give just a simple introduction into what it is and how it can help you in your everyday life. My work with my life coaching, my intuitive life coaching, with my writing, with the work that I do with children, is all about practicality. I'm big on having tools that you can take away right this moment, here today, that can help you in a moment of crisis or a moment of weakness or a moment of strength. Anytime that you can just grab onto and remember, oh, yeah, I can do that. And it will help ease you through the times of our life. Life can be very stressful, especially these days with all of the information world that we live in, with go, 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 constant stimulation. And we can forget the point of life is to live it, right? Is to be here and to be living it. Living it does not mean to be in a blissful state of in this wonderful floating in the clouds all the time, every day. And as much as those who are regular meditators or things like that really enjoy that moment, and it's kind of a good high, life is busy, and life is about being human. Life is about being part of this world that we live in, and it is a crucial part of being part of this world that we live in. And if we can understand that mindfulness is not about leaving the stress or leaving the life or leaving the vibrancy of life to then step out of it, but that it is about embracing it. So what that means is that means when your toddler is throwing a tantrum in the middle of the grocery store and you are stressed to the max and you've had your last straw, and you find yourself just about ready to lose it, you become aware. Look at me. I'm about ready to lose it. I'm about ready to lose it on this kid. Who's losing it on me? Why are we losing it? And just taking a pause. It's about becoming conscious of who we are as human beings and what we are doing in the world. It's about when you start losing it on your child and say things that you wish you'd never said or that you can't believe just came out of your mouth, that you have that feeling as you're doing it of, wow, look what just happened. Why did I say that? What happened here? It's just about becoming aware. Because awareness in all of the work that I have done personally, privately, publicly, with my clients, with my writing, all of the things that I've done, I have come to understand that the number one skill, the number one tool, the number one talent and ability that has allowed me to survive in this crazy world, being as highly sensitive, intuitive, empathic as I am, is awareness. Because if I can become aware of what is actually happening, then I can become conscious of what's going on and be able to do something to then not necessarily fix it. I don't like the word fix, but I like the word heal, or I like the word do better, right? I like those words better. I can then be a better understanding and be a better person because of it. And the thing is that so much of the self-help stuff and all sorts of other stuff that we do is all about doing things. And awareness is about being. And that is what mindfulness is. Ironically, by becoming aware, by becoming conscious, by becoming mindful of who we are, the patterns that we have in our life, our triggers, for instance, in the scenario with your toddler in the grocery store and you're about to lose it, becoming aware of like, oh my gosh, why am I about to lose it? Oh, because I went and I did 10 different things today and that was too much for me. I would say I need a 3-errand minimum or maximum, right? After about 3 errands, I'm done. I need to take a break. When I became aware of that, because after the 3rd run into a store and getting everything and blah, 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 and driving around and traffic and everything, I was ready to lose it. I was screaming at other drivers in the car. I was losing my mind, right, with anger and whatever. I'm like, I don't like who I am when I'm like that. So I became aware. I became mindful. I'm like, well, what do I need then? So if I have 5 or 10 errands to run in a 2-hour slot, what do I need to do? I'm like, I need to take a break in between. So in between those 6 or 10 errands, I go and I find a park near the place where I'm running errands. I go find a quiet spot in the parking lot. There's a Facebook video meme going around that talks about why they love Target, because it has giant parking lots, so during the holidays you can find a quiet corner to bang your head against your steering wheel. But the truth is, it's just taking that quiet time, pulling off into a parking lot in the corner and just closing your eyes, putting on a little quiet music or loud music, if loud music calms you down, or no music, and just sitting there for a couple minutes and taking a couple breaths and being in silence. In our world today, there's very little silence. It is so much noise. And when we become aware of how things like noise and color and sounds and food and sugar and caffeine and whatever it is, relatives, all of these things that come at us, especially during this time of year, societal pressures, the news, life changes, world changes, whatever it is, when we become aware, we can then figure out a way to cope better, feel better, give ourselves what we need. Toddlers feel it too. 7-year-olds feel it too. Taking a 2-year-old to the grocery store at 5 o'clock, they're done for the day. They're ready to eat and have quiet time and go to bed. It's going to be tricky. So finding those coping times and becoming aware stops us from reacting and saying, there's something wrong with this. I can't believe that person did this. Oh, why am I such an idiot? Blah, 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 blah. All of those little conversations we have that run in our head and sometimes come out our mouth. So today we are just going to do a little 10-minute mindful moment to give you a taste of what you could do perhaps in your car in that parking lot or what you could do in the middle of your toddler having a meltdown. What you could do in those moments. And as we do it, just go ahead. You're in your car and you have a minute, pull over, close your eyes. You're in your house, sit in your chair, you pull your cup of coffee next to you, sit, close your eyes. By closing our eyes, not while we're driving, but in park, we're okay, in a safe parking lot. By closing our eyes, we close out the outside world, and we pay attention to our inside world. Did you know that most of the issues with body image, overeating, obesity, all things like that, stem from the fact that we are disconnected from our bodies? We are looking for something outside of our bodies to make our bodies feel good. But we are not actually paying attention to our bodies. Parents, this is a skill, a little moment that you can teach your kids to learn healthy eating, healthy behavior, to help them become aware of their own stimulation in the world, and then to give them verbiage and permission to speak up for themselves. Perhaps they're at school and this is too loud and it's too much. They can go to the teacher and say, I need to go, you know, sit outside in the hallway for just a minute or sit in this corner for just a minute to have some quiet time for just a minute. And if this is arrangement you have set up with the teacher and that they understand that your child just needs a little quiet, because I'm sure the teacher would be happy to join them and probably needs a little quiet too. So if we become aware and then we give verbiage and then we can do these things to help us work through this world that we live in and work through these bodies that we're in. So this mindful moment is about de-stressing. It's about connection to your body. One of our brand new authors on our mindfulnessmothers.com did an article where she mentions before bed doing a meditation app. There are many wonderful apps out there. One that I highly recommend is Feel Stress Free from thrive.uk, and many of the things that are used in that app, which is for mental wellness, it's a subscription service for mental wellness, I use in my coaching practice to help people connect to their bodies, connect to this present moment, let go of the past and the future, and just for right now, connect to what is here. Because so much of what we do It's about running and running and going and going. So take a deep breath in your body, and let's just connect to your body. Let's see what your body's up to today, and let's help it relax. Take a big deep breath in, and when you let it out, just kind of roll your shoulders all the way up to your ears, and just lower your shoulders down to your side. And then you're going to take both of your arms and with a deep breath in, reach them up all the way to the sky. Reach all the way up like you're stretching and reaching for the sky, and bring them out like you're reaching all the way out, and then bring them back down. And then in a sitting position, if you can, straighten your legs out. Straighten them out all the way in front of you and just reach and wiggle those toes, wiggle your fingers at the same time and just stretch them all the way out. And just let it out. And now we're going to do your head and just take your head and roll it to the left and roll it to the right. Roll it all the way around just a couple times. And come back to center and just breathe a big deep breath and let it out. And on this next big deep breath, you're just going to kind of start to pay attention to your body. You know, we pay attention to all the children's bodies and our spouse's bodies and the world's bodies. But how often do we pay attention to our body? So take a big deep breath and just start to pay attention to your arms, your torso, your chest, your belly, your legs, down your feet to your toes, all the way back up to your head. Just kind of feel into your body. No judgment, no running commentary of, oh my gosh, I don't like this, I don't like that. Right now you're having a conversation with the cells of your body, the nerves that are running in your body that are helping you process this information and hear these words right now. You're paying attention to the blood flow in your body, in your heart as it pumps, in your lungs as they expand and go down as you breathe. And right now your brain is firing on all these synapses, allowing you to be who you are right here, right now, in this body. And this body has something to tell you today, here, right now. What does this body have to tell you? You may hear it, see it, know it, you may feel it. Is there a part of your body that is asking for attention? Take a deep breath and just feel into your body. Just be with your body right now. Feel it just kind of tingle with the ability to just sit without doing anything. Just pay attention to your fingers. You might wiggle them a little bit and become aware of how your brain is sending those signals to your fingers to wiggle without you even doing it. Just become aware. Just become aware. Become aware of your arms. Hold your shoulders. Become aware of your shoulders and your neck and your head and your beautiful face and your eyelashes. You know, when we look at children, when we look at babies, we look at every single part of their body, their little toes, their little fingers, and we look at awe. We look at their little bodies in awe and wonder and amazement of this beautiful, beautiful creature, this beautiful, beautiful little baby. And we watch our children as they grow, and we look at them in amazement as they learn to walk, as they learn to feed themselves, as they learn to go out into the world right now, here in this moment, just breathe and look at your own body in that awe. Own body. It's amazing. It's incredible, this body that you are in right here, right now. Don't worry about the grocery list or the children or anything else that's going on. Just for this moment, look at your body. You might even want to open your eyes a little bit at this moment and look at your hands. Look at how they move when you wiggle your fingers. Your brain is doing that. Your nerves are doing that. The blood is rushing through your body to do that. You are alive here in this moment. And it is wonderful. Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about your job. Don't worry about dinner. Don't worry about anything. Just for this moment, breathe and become aware of your body. This amazing body. This amazing space that you're in around your body. How it is full. The electricity of you. I love that. We have this electricity pull around us from the energy that we're creating within our bodies. A very generic term to explain a very scientific principle, but it's really cool. It's amazing. Our bodies are amazing. Our children's bodies are amazing. We are human beings. And as we begin to understand the fact that we are human beings, and we are in this world, become connected to your body now. Feel these words as they come. I am me. I am in this body right here, right now, and I am grateful for this body. Thank you to my body. Thank you for allowing me to be upright. For allowing me to walk through the day, for allowing me to be here to experience everything that there is to experience, the good, the bad, the ugly. Thank you for being the vehicle in which I am here to experience all of that. Thank you. Give gratitude to your body. Give gratitude to this moment that you are gifting yourself in connection with your body. And take a deep breath. And let it out. You are your body and you are not your body. But being connected to your body allows you to become part of this world. Loves you to become part of this wonderful, beautiful dance of this world. Whether our opinions, our views, our brain likes or doesn't like, finds fearful, finds worrisome, all of that stuff is in our brain thinking. But if you can just be for a moment in your body, begin to marvel and wonder at your body the same way that you do with your little infant child. When your children are babies. Suddenly, as you open your eyes now, take another deep breath, wiggle your fingers, your toes, stretch your arms out again, and come back to this realm of physicality and begin to go about your day again. Things look a little different. Because if your body, the vehicle in which you are walking around in, is that amazing, what else is amazing in this world? What is amazing about how you react to this world? What is amazing about how your children react to this world, about how this world interacts, the simple things? School, car, grocery, everything. If you can find the wonder in anger, if you can find the wonder in fear,
instead of being caught up in the wave, instead of being caught up in the emotion, you can find a place of awe. And in that place of awe, in that place of awareness, in that place of mindfulness, we can find answers. We can find solutions. We can find what we need to make ourselves feel better, to make our children feel better, to make our world feel better. But if we come from a place of reactionary, if we come from a place of stress, if we come from a place of overdone, we end up screaming at our kid in the middle of the grocery store as they're screaming back at us. So if you can just do simple things like this, just breathe. As we end our show with the way we began it, just breathe and be just for a moment. You fill that cup up. You fill that cup up so that you have something to give. You fill that cup up so that you have a moment that you are able to express love, peace, understanding, whatever it is you want to express in that moment to your child, to the people in your life, into the world. So once again, as we end and close, we'll be back next month, January, first week of January, p.m. on Wednesday. May you take with you the mindfulness of this day into every moment of your day. Oh, my love. I breathe in, I breathe out, just for today. That is enough.